Podcast series Abortion, Episode 4, Post 2023 Supreme Court of the U.S. Roe v. Wade ruling in the U.S. state's legal authority on legal abortion. I'm going to open this episode a little differently to give you some perspective of how time works on societal issues. When any type of ruling, policy, societal, cultural changes takes effect, there's always a time period of how said policy change affects the daily lives and activities of everyday people. An example, Great Britain Queen Elizabeth II ruled the British monarchy for 70 years. In that time, her policies through Britain's Parliament and influence crossed several generations of British citizens and British-ruled territories, and not just ingrained into everyday life, but deeply rooted into the way British rule, in general, in local, national, and global affairs. When King Charles III came to the throne after his mother's death, his own ruling policy changes meant decades of influence and rooted policies were either changed or rejected altogether to fit his authority as Great Britain's new ruling monarch, which has shown to erode many decades of deeply rooted influence and accomplishments of the late Queen Elizabeth II. The year 1973 was when the Supreme Court of the U.S. ruled for Roe v. Wade to be federal law. 2023 is when a modern ruling reversed the 1973 Roe v. Wade abortion law that federally protected legal abortions in the United States and sent the legal quote-unquote authority to the state level that the U.S. Constitution is designed for. So how does that relate to this episode? Time. 50 years of federally protected legal abortions is deeply rooted into the American way of life. For women's health, women's reproductive rights, women's choice of body autonomy, the option of legal abortion services has been the standard for all women across the nation of the U.S. for 50 years. At least two generations of healthy women's health at the time of 1973 Roe v. Wade federal ruling, then a minimum of 2 to 3 future generations of younger women's health. Yes, years of pro-life, anti-abortion battle cries have pushed back and demanded that unborn fetuses have a quote-unquote right to life. But again, who determines that right, and by whose quote-unquote authority grants that right? Politics? That was covered in episode 2 as, quote, the attempt to achieve power and prestige without merit, unquote. Is it society's quote-unquote right? Whose right is it to determine what, quote, right to life, unquote, of the viability of the fetus outside of the pregnant woman's individual decision? The viability of a human fetus has a medical determination based on decades of research, studies, and technological advances, which is about 24 to 28 weeks, depending on each medical case by case. If by quote-unquote pro-life definition of right is determined at conception, is the heartbeat detection as early as 4 to 6 weeks gestation a determination of viability for the unborn child to live outside the womb? On that note, in the God forbid unfortunate circumstance that the heartbeat is no longer detectable before the medical full-term gestation of 32 weeks, or a medical diagnosis that determines the fetus would not survive after birth, whose quote-unquote right is it to force a pregnant woman to carry said fetus to full term? My personal opinion, that determination, that quote-unquote right, should only be between the pregnant woman and the immediate family spouse or partner, and her medical health care provider. In addition, the health care provider should not be punished or influenced against their medical professional advice and experience. Medically advised procedures to their patients. Nor should any pregnant woman be criminalized for choosing an option that is the best choice for her health and the health and medical care for her unborn child. From my Patreon episode on episode 1, I share an additional article that shares a deeper understanding of the origins of anti-abortion. If you haven't subscribed to my Patreon, I would ask of you to subscribe to listen to my full in-depth research on this topic. From the second article, a specific quote states, quote, argues against the criminalization of abortion, calling for prevention, not merely punishment, unquote. As this series is about choice versus control. Continue to episode 5 on possible viable options, not exactly solutions, but options that can be utilized to ensure the survival and well-being of the pregnant woman and her unborn child, and any follow-up options post-birth. If you found this episode meaningful, please continue to listen to my next episode as I dive deeper and research further to share my knowledge with you. Thank you.